Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. These are wondrous, but often very tumultuous times. The light of God is increasing on earth, and people are beginning to awaken at a greatly accelerated pace. At the same time, all of our human miscreations, the maladies that are causing all of the pain and suffering on this planet, are surfacing to be transmuted back into light. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven would not allow this to be happening at such an accelerated rate if it was going to overwhelm us and cause more harm than good. The reason this awakening and this purging can take place simultaneously at such a rapid pace is because we have been given amazing tools, powerful tools, that will help us move through these challenging times much more easily. And today we're going to talk about some of these tools, and we're going to join together to use these on behalf of not only ourselves, but all humanity. Once again, you and I have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. Today we're going to invoke the new technology that is associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This violet flame is the divine balance of our Father, Mother, God, the sapphire blue flame of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and the crystalline pink ray of our Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. We're going to utilize this sacred fire on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. So as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world. Together, we're going to join our collective consciousness and co-create a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to our program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our chalice. Your love and all of our sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. So as we begin our special time together today, let's breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of our hearts. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that the love of God is lifting you up. And as you are being lifted up, all life is being lifted up with you. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. It is time for humanity to reclaim our divine destiny. It is time for us to know that we are all beloved sons and daughters of God. It is time for us to accept that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. And as sons and daughters of God, we are empowered through the creative faculties of thought and feeling and our gift of free will to be co-creators with our godparents. When we fell from grace eons ago, we forgot those profound truths. We lost awareness of our divinity, and we developed a fear-based, fragmented consciousness that has dominated and manipulated us for eons of time through fear and a belief in lack and limitation of all kinds. All of that is over now. During the past several years, miraculous events have taken place through the unified efforts of both awakened souls who are in embodiment on Earth, working in unison with the entire company of heaven. These events have reversed the adverse effects of the fall and literally changed the course of history. Humanity is now awakening, and we are beginning to remember who we are and why we are on Earth at this time. We are now in the initial impulses of the greatest shift of consciousness ever experienced by the sons and daughters of God in any system of worlds. At long last, we are remembering who we are and why we're on Earth during this auspicious moment, the cosmic moment of Earth's ascension. In our DNA codings, this is true for every human being, our original divine potential. And we are becoming empowered children of God. We are reclaiming our divine birthright. And we are awakening to the truth that we are destined to be. In order to victoriously complete this mighty feat, it is imperative that we effectively utilize our creative faculties of thought and feeling. These faculties, along with our gift of free will, were given to each of us by our Father, Mother, God when we were first breathed forth from the core of creation into physical manifestation. Our Father, Mother, God invested us with the ability to think and to feel. They then gave us the free will to use our thoughts and feelings as our heart directed us. The original intent of our embodiment in the schoolroom of Earth was for us to learn how to use our thoughts and feelings to co-create the patterns of perfection that we were able to observe in the causal body of our Father, Mother, God, and to recreate those patterns of perfection in the physical plane. This would enable us to truly be co-creators with our God parents and help us to fulfill the universal law of creating heaven on earth, the universal law, as above, so below. Unfortunately, after we fell into discord and negativity, we forgot that facet of our divine plan. Instead, we fell into the destructive habit of using our thoughts and feelings to co-create our fears and our distorted belief systems. We created lack and limitation, pain and suffering, and all manner of discord existing on Earth at this time. We forgot just how life works and that the law of the circle is an integral part of our very existence. This universal law dictates that whatever we send out through our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions must return to us through the everyday experiences of our lives. This is what is meant by saying, we reap what we sow. In Eastern philosophy, this was called the law of karma, or the law of cause and effect. In Judaism, it was referred to as an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. In Christianity, it was called reaping what we sow, or casting our bread upon the water to have it returned to us. In metaphysics, it was called the in-breath and the out-breath of God. Even on a scientific level, this principle is known, and it's called action and reaction, like attracts like, radiation and magnetization. At any given moment, our lives are reflecting the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings we have expressed since our inception as sons and daughters of God. Now, through the unprecedented acts of divine intervention, humanity is awakening and lifting up in consciousness. We are learning to communicate with the true God reality of who we are, our mighty I Am presence, the divinity within us, in ways that we have not experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. Through this process, we are beginning to remember and to understand with greater clarity just how life works. We are learning that we have the ability to transmute our human miscreations and the distorted patterns that we created of pain and suffering. These are patterns that we created over eons of time through the misuse of our thoughts and feelings. I know that the thought of trying to undo the mistakes of our misqualified thoughts and feelings from probably myriad lifetimes seems like a daunting quest. But this is a new day, and we are receiving more assistance from the legions of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. The gift of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that is now pouring forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God in perfect divine balance is powerful beyond our knowing. In addition to this amazing gift of sacred fire, the company of heaven, the legions of light throughout infinity, have come through the veil to meet us halfway. Their divine mission is to respond to our heart's call and to help us utilize the precious gifts from our Father, Mother, God, this gift of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, in the most effective way possible. As we lift up in consciousness and open our hearts and minds to the guidance of our I Am Presence, this gift of light from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, and the divine intervention we are receiving from the company of heaven will help us to quickly transmute the surfacing negativity so that we can transform our lives into expressions of love, harmony, abundance, vibrant health, beauty, and eternal peace, the full divine momentum of what we would consider the expressions of heaven on earth. As this sacred knowledge about the new technology of the violet flame filters into our hearts and minds, we will receive the clarity and understanding from our I Am Presence that we need in order to utilize this gift to co-create lives of bliss and abounding joy. So just for a moment, let's review what the violet flame really is. What is the violet flame? The violet flame of God's infinite perfection is a sacred fire, a gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. The divine intent of this gift is to help humanity transmute into light the human miscreations that we either deliberately or inadvertently co-created through the misuse of our thoughts and feelings throughout our earthly sojourns. This includes anything that exists in the physical plane that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. The violet flame of God's infinite perfection is the perfect balance of the out-breath of our Father God, which is the sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and the in-breath of our Mother God, which is the crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. When the out-breath and the in-breath of our God parents merge into one rhythmic pulsation, a violet flame of unfathomable power and might is birthed into existence. This sacred gift of violet fire has the ability to transmute into light every malady existing on earth and every electron of energy that humanity has ever misqualified. I know from the consciousness of our finite minds that this seems too good to be true. But the reality is that that statement doesn't even begin to reveal the incomparable assistance contained within this gift from our Father, Mother, God. the beloved Ascended Master, Saint Germain, has been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of the violet flame to the conscious minds of humanity. In the heavenly realms, Saint Germain is known as the Son of Freedom, and he has volunteered to sustain the violet flame on Earth for the benefit of all life evolving here. In his exalted service in the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is, he is the keeper of the violet flame. In this octave of divine service, Saint Germain sustains this gift from our Father, Mother, God, for all of the sons and daughters of God throughout the universe. During this critical time on planet Earth, Saint Germain is working with the support of the entire Company of Heaven. Every adept, every avatar, every Buddha, every saint and Christed being that has ever walked the earth is helping Saint Germain in his endeavor to assist Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her to ascend into the fifth dimensional frequencies of limitless physical perfection. In addition to that divine intervention, the legions of light from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies throughout the whole of creation are focusing their love and assistance on this beloved planet. Never have the children of God received as much help from on high as we are receiving during this cosmic moment. Now it is time for us to give something back to the universe in appreciation for the overwhelming gift of love that is being rendered to each of us. We are in the midst of a unique experiment. Never has a planet fallen this far into the frequencies of separation and duality been given an opportunity to move forward this quickly in the light. When we God victoriously accomplish this experiment, we will bring with us into the fifth dimensional realms of perfection the collective experience of everything the Earth has experienced and been through since her fall from grace eons ago. This knowledge, this wisdom and understanding, this experience of separation and duality will then be available for others to learn from through observation without ever having to delve into the depths and pain and suffering that we have created. This is actually creating a new octave of Godhood that will move the whole of creation into a higher octave of experience beyond anything the world has ever known. The more proficient lightworkers become in utilizing the gifts of the violet flame, the more that Saint Germain and the beings of light associated with this sacred fire are going to be able to help the masses of humanity to lift above our humanly created effluvia. This effluvia was the shroud of darkness that disconnected us from our God selves and prevented us from communicating with the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. This is the veil of illusion, or the veil of Maya, that encircles the planet. This is the veil that the beings of light have come through to meet us halfway. Lightworkers around the world have been invoking the violet flame slowly and steadily since we became aware of it many decades ago, clearing the way for the awakening that is now taking place within the hearts and minds of people everywhere. Due to the incredible changes that have successfully taken place within humanity's earthly bodies over the past few years, and the influx of divine consciousness that has bathed humanity since the initial impulse of the shift of the ages, we are capable of assimilating higher frequencies of the violet flame. Our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven have confirmed that the activity of light that is now unfolding on Earth, involving the new technology of the higher frequencies of the violet flame will expand exponentially on this planet and will help us to quickly transmute the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed, both in our individual lives and around the globe. This greatly empowered fifth dimensional frequency of the violet flame will accelerate the awakening taking place on the planet and catapult humanity up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of harmony and balance beyond anything we have experienced since our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. This selfless act of divine intervention that is being orchestrated by Saint Germain and the Company of Heaven will assist humanity in ways beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. To get an inkling of what this will mean in our everyday lives, we need to really understand just how this violet flame works. The violet flame of God's infinite perfection is available to every man, woman, and child on the planet. All we have to do to receive this gift from our Father, Mother, God, and to take advantage of its amazing power is to invoke it into our lives through our I Am presence. Like all assistance from the heavenly realms, we must ask for it in order to receive it. This amazing tool will not interfere with our free will. But once we ask for the violet flame to intervene in our earthly experiences, the floodgates of heaven open, and the violet flame will flow through our heart flame according to our decrees, and it will accomplish whatever we ask it to do. When our I Am presence invokes the violet flame, which gives it permission to enter our lives, the violet fire flows through our silver cord into our crown chakra on this stream of electronic light substance. Then it descends into our heart flame. When the violet fire enters our heart flame, it is stamped with our individual electronic light pattern. We are all unique beings. We have individual fingerprints, individual voice patterns, individual respiration patterns, individual DNA, and individual electronic light patterns as well. After our violet flame is stamped with our individual light pattern, it awaits direction from our I Am presence in order to fulfill its mission. For example, if we are interested in transmuting the obsolete patterns of poverty consciousness that we developed over many lifetimes through our belief in lack and limitation, we simply ask the violet flame to accomplish that goal. And this can be done through a very simple invocation, such as this one. To invoke your I Am presence, you just affirm, which is the truth, that you are your I Am presence. So you state, I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects poverty consciousness. Let me repeat that for you again. I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects poverty consciousness. We can make that invocation for anything that is surfacing in our lives that we would like to transmute back into light. With that invocation, the violet flame immediately goes into action. It blazes forth from our heart flame, stamped with our electronic pattern. It then travels through the atmosphere of Earth and expands out into the universe. On its journey, it seeks out and magnetizes to itself every electron of energy that's vibrating with the frequency of poverty, lack, or limitation that is stamped with our electronic pattern. no matter how dense the frequency of poverty that is cloaked, the electronic light substance, with the frequency of poverty, and no matter how often it has been used through lifetimes or how many lifetimes ago we misqualified it, there is still in that core of energy a core of purity in every electron. That core of purity is so perfect that it cannot be contaminated. With our negative thoughts and feelings, all we do is cloak that core of purity so that it cannot be expressed in a frequency of darkness or discord. So no matter how dense the frequency of poverty is that cloaks the energy we misqualified during our many lifetimes, remember that there is still a core of purity in every electron that contains its original divine potential. What that means is that within every electron manifesting as poverty, there is still pulsating within its core the divine potential of its original perfection, which will always be God's infinite abundance. Within every electron manifesting as hatred, there is still the divine potential of God's infinite love. Within every electron of war, there is still the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of disease, there is still the divine potential of vibrant health. Once the violet flame engulfs the misqualified energy that is stamped with our electronic pattern, it penetrates into that core of purity, and it activates that divine potential. As the divine potential of God's infinite abundance is activated within every electron of our poverty consciousness, the atomic and subatomic particles and waves within that electron begin to spin more rapidly on their axis. And the centrifugal force of this acceleration casts that dark, discordant frequency of poverty, lack, and limitation into the violet flame. The violet flame then instantly consumes the frequencies of poverty and transmutes them back into light. When the transmuting process feels complete after that particular session, we must then ask our I Am Presence to fill the void where the frequencies of poverty previously existed with the golden light of God's infinite abundance. It's important for us to just take a minute to contemplate what we have just shared and to grasp the magnitude of what this merciful gift from our Father, Mother, God really means in our lives. With the consistent use of the violet flame, we can actually transmute our negative thoughts, feelings, words, and actions from all of our previous embodiments before the law of the circle returns them to us, bringing all kinds of problems into our lives. The violet flame is truly a gift of divine grace that is designed to help us transmute myriad lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. The violet flame can transmute anything we want to heal or transform in our individual lives or on the planet. It can transmute back into light anything that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. All we have to do is invoke the violet flame consistently enough until we reach a critical mass that absorbs Now that the divine masculine and the divine feminine within every evolving soul is being brought back into balance, the gift of the violet flame from our Father, Mother, God is reaching a new level of divine potential for the children of God evolving on earth. The ascended master, Saint Germain, and the beings of light associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection are revealing to us now that humanity is capable of receiving higher frequencies of this energy than we've ever experienced. The divine intent of this gift from on high is to help each of us with the challenges that we are experiencing on Earth. There is a new technology that is now being projected from the heart of our Father, Mother, God that we are capable of utilizing to assist us with the amazing transformation, purging, and cleansing that is occurring on Earth at this time. The amazing new technology within the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame allow us to easily download programs or patterns of perfection from the causal body of our Father, Mother, God that we would like to manifest in our lives. Every pattern of perfection, all the patterns of divinity throughout the whole of creation, pulsate within the causal body of our Father, Mother, God. This is where everything begins. This process of utilizing the new technology of the violet flame is amazingly simple, but incredibly powerful. We begin with an invocation, and then we decide what programs we want to download and ask our I Am Presence to assist us. As we work as the I Am Presence through the I Am Presence, the downloading occurs instantaneously and automatically, very similar to the way the process occurs when we download a new program onto our computer. After the program is downloaded, our I Am Presence uses the technology of the violet flame to scan all of our records, memories, our belief systems, our fears, our blocks, etc., from all time frames and dimensions, both known and unknown. Any thought, word, action, or feeling that we have ever expressed in any lifetime that conflicts with the new program that we want to download is identified, and then it is deleted. That means that there is no energy, vibration, memory, or consciousness remaining in our earthly bodies that is available to block or to interfere with this new program. Of course, we still have free will, so we can recreate our fears and our resistance if we choose to focus on them and to empower them by worrying about them and thinking about them through our thoughts and feelings. But once the program has been downloaded and the scanning and the deletion has been completed, the old program no longer exists. This is true according to the Company of Heaven, no matter how many lifetimes we have been dealing with it. The downloading and scanning process takes place through our I Am Presence in perfect alignment with our divine plan and the highest good. Once a program is downloaded, our I Am Presence will automatically update it every day if we ask it to, and scan all levels of our being for thoughts, words, feelings, or actions that we may be expressing that are conflicting with our new program. All we have to do is ask for this automatic update and for the scanning to occur through the new technology of the violet flame. Then those things that we are doing that are recreating those patterns will be deleted and held in abeyance. It helps to download the program more than once because we need to convince our stubborn conscious mind of the truth of this new divine technology and to remind ourselves of these new patterns of perfection that we are downloading into our consciousness through all levels of our being. Then it is up to each of us to accept these new patterns as our reality and to live out of these new paradigms, utilizing them, empowering them through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. Gradually, as we continue this process day by day, it will become an automatic part of our belief system. And the more we accept this truth, the faster the new programs will reflect in our life experiences and become a natural, tangible part of our earthly lives. The Company of Heaven has said that actually the hardest part of using this technology is overcoming our skepticism and accepting the divine truth that this new technology is available to us and that it is as easy to use as it is and that it is as powerful and effective as it is. More than anything else, this process involves an adjustment in our level of trust and acceptance. It helps to remember that this process is being done by the divine technology in the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame and our I Am presence. This means that our lower conscious mind, with all of its fears and frailties, has nothing whatsoever to do with it. This new higher frequency through our I Am presence is all powerful. This technology of the violet flame may seem too good to be true, but it was part of the original divine plan and a process that we were always supposed to have available to us. We only lost access to this when we separated into the consciousness of duality, separating ourselves from our I Am presence and the consciousness of the higher realms and the causal body of our Father, Mother, God. We lost access to this spiritual technology when we fell into the abyss of our human miscreations. So we are going to experience this process together today by actually downloading some programs from the causal body of God. These programs have been suggested to us by the Company of Heaven. Our I Am presence will not download anything that conflicts with our divine plan or our highest good. It will only absorb the programs and download them in accordance with our divine plan. These programs can be downloaded individually or they can be grouped together. And we can be as specific and as detailed as we want. For instance, we can download a general program such as Vibrant Health, or we can download a program that specifically laser beams in on an area of our body that we want to have healed, such as our heart, or our lungs, our bones, our joints, our skin. We can download both types of program if we want to. There's absolutely no limit to the number of programs or the variety of programs that we can download. That will always be guided by our I Am presence in perfect alignment with our highest good and our divine plans. The patterns of perfection in the causal body of God are limitless. So anything that your mind can conceive, you have the ability to achieve. We also have the ability to download programs for our families because we are one with all life. All life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. We can download programs for our families, our loved ones, our friends, and all humanity. All we have to do is invoke their I Am presence first and ask that the program be downloaded according to their divine plan and their highest good. That way their I Am presence will intervene in alignment with their highest good and fulfill their facet of this mission. For our collective purposes here, the beings of light have grouped several programs together that we're going to download according to the subject matter. And we are also going to invoke our families and our loved ones, our friends, and the entire family of humanity. There are many, many people on this planet, millions and millions of people, that are ready to take this step, but that have not the conscious awareness of their I Am presence or of the new technology of the violet flame. For those souls, we have the ability to serve as surrogates, to be our brothers and sisters' keeper, and to invoke this light on their behalf, which will give their I Am presences permission to intervene in their lives in perfect alignment with their divine plans and their highest good. So as we begin, the first step involves invoking the multidimensional aspects of our Father, Mother, God, and the various aspects of our own divinity. It is important to do this prior to downloading any program so that you're always coming through your I Am presence from the very highest realms of God's infinite perfection. This can be accomplished through a simple invocation, such as, I am my I Am presence. I am invoking my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. And I am invoking the entire company of heaven. I am invoking through my I Am presence the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. And I am invoking the full gathered momentum of the fifth dimensional flame of God's infinite perfection. I am my I Am presence, asking the I Am presence of each member of my family, my friends, my loved ones, and the entire family of humanity to download the following programs which have been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven in perfect alignment with each of our divine plans and our highest good. And as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now begin. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for the infinite flow of God's abundance, opulence, financial freedom, and the God supply of all good things. These programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty, and the slim, firm, flawless form of my solar light bodies. The programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for perfect health habits, perfect eating and drinking habits, perfect exercise habits, perfect work habits, perfect relaxation and recreation habits, perfect spiritual devotion, meditation, and contemplation habits. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for divine family life, loving relationships, adoration, divine love, divine sexuality, true understanding, clear and effective communication, open heart sharing, oneness, and the unification of the family of humanity. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for eternal peace, harmony, balance, and reverence for all life. The programs are successfully downloaded and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for self-empowerment, success, fulfillment, divine purpose, a rewarding career, self-esteem, spiritual development, enlightenment, divine consciousness, and divine perception. The programs are successfully downloaded and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for the conscious perception and the open heart and mind telepathic communication with the entire company of heaven and the angelic and elemental kingdoms. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for inspired creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, movement, art, and education. The programs are successfully downloaded and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for laughter, joy, playfulness, fun, self-expression, elation, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. The programs are successfully downloaded and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, now download the programs from the causal body of God for the physical manifestation of heaven on earth. The programs are successfully downloaded and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. I now accept and know through every fiber of my being that these programs from the causal body of God have been successfully downloaded. I also accept and know that my I Am presence will automatically update these programs every single day and delete anything in my being that conflicts with these programs each time I invoke my I Am presence and ask it to do so. In deep humility, divine love, and gratitude, I decree, it is done, and so it is, beloved I Am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body as I allow these patterns of perfection from the causal body of God to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, I want to thank you for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we join together expanding our glorious chalice of light. The meditations that I've shared today are in the Violet Flame booklet and the Violet Flame CDs that we have produced that are available on our website in the product section. Our website is eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. Create a wonderful week for yourself. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.